For most women and men who are hunting for a wife, which that happens to you guys, anybody, you're hunting for a wife, you know that's what you're doing now, you're hunting for a wife, it's okay. You'll be very popular. Okay, good. Thank you. Stand up. It's a mode men go into from time to time. I want to get married. Are you my wife? Are you my wife? Are you my wife? Are you my wife? So for those men, dating will also become a job interview. So for most women and some men, dating is a job interview. And given the, oh my gosh, with the lack of information that the pleaser gives the provider, dating can become an ordeal for a man. He's got to produce this result without enough information. And when the pleaser keeps failing to please the man, when she's trying to gather all that data so she knows how to please him better and she keeps failing to do that, it could make it an ordeal for her. And this is my favorite definition of dating. It's ordeal. This is from right out of the dictionary. It's on your list. An ancient method of trial in which the accused was exposed to physical dangers from which he was supposed to be divinely protected if he was innocent. Any difficult, painful, or trying experience, severe trial. Doesn't dating seem like that? Oh my gosh, it's brutal. Okay, another thing that makes dating an ordeal, and this is the next way that we are out of sync, I call it a natural unfolding versus a timeline and benchmarks. Okay? What causes this different approach to relationships, which for a man, he'll be looking for a natural unfolding. So from single focus moment to single focus moment, he'll just be watching how this is going and how this is developing. And if it feels great, he'll, you know, want to keep doing it. And if it keeps feeling great for long enough, then he'll want it to be great forever. That's a natural way for a man to do that. Well, he can do that. He can do that because he can reproduce forever. Whereas women have reproductive limits. We have reproductive limits. Somewhere between the age of 27 and 29, our eggs do this thing that the doctors affectionately refer to as degrade. We're thrilled to hear about that, right? Our eggs degrade. They become less and less viable over time. Starting somewhere between 27 and 29 years old, they start degrading. By the time we're about 38 years old, they're not worth harvesting. This is a new thing now, harvesting and freezing eggs. There have been about between 100 and 200 babies born from frozen eggs, which is a miracle. And keep your fingers crossed, lady, because this will be freedom. Removing our reproductive limits will be the true liberation of women. So really, it's between about, you know, the ages of puberty to 38 years old. And between 27 and 38 years old it's going downhill, and then our chances of getting pregnant become fewer and fewer. So we have limits. We have reproductive limits. That means that time occurs differently for women than for men. There is a man on the panel in Atlanta who was talking about, you know, what my daddy taught me about women is that their time is more important than a man's time, so I should never be late. Smart guy. Smart guy, time is different for us because we have reproductive limits. If you talk to a man and he spent 3 years in a relationship and it was great and was wonderful and he got what he needed and he got to provide and he got to be great and then it wasn't so great at the end, so they stopped it, he'll think he spent 3 years in a great relationship. A woman will think she wasted 3 years of her life. Because it ended and he didn't end up being her mate, she wasted her time on him. This is a female concept, wasting time on men. We're afraid to waste time on men. Can you see how different that concept is than how it is for you as a man? Right? You're going to spend time, and if it's nurturing and fulfilling, that was time well spent. Not for a woman. If it doesn't end up in marriage, it was time wasted.